I'm just guessing that the more Monroe-like your thing is, or the more flat Scruggs-like it is, the better it's going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the better I like it. I mean, let's get some personal taste into this. Those guys are hard to beat. Their arrangement ideas, and their solos, and their vocal harmonies, and it's hard to beat that.
You know what one of the secrets was, Richard, is they stuck around together for years and years.
Yeah.
You know, Monroe was, we picked up you for how long? A little over a year?
I was there for a year, yeah.
Okay, a year, and he had Rowan for about a year, Bill Keith for 9 months, and nobody was able to sort of stick around Bill Monroe for very long, but Platt & Scruggs forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then they added Curly Seckler for years and years. And then Paul Warren was with them for 20 years, you know.
No, it was a different thing. See, Monroe was like a school of music, and they were like a band.
Yeah.
He was like a school with past, you know, visiting professors, Jimmy Martin.
Why do you suppose, why do you suppose that was? Why do you suppose you couldn't meet people?
He was, that's what he wanted. He didn't care. He just stood there and let it kind of come and go.
He wasn't much of a manager, was he?
No.
Yeah.
Except for the music. The music was very well managed. Precisely managed.
You mentioned the band fell apart.
We had to go get work.
Yeah.
Things are different now. It's great.
Yeah.
The bluegrass audience is my favorite audience to play to. It always has been.
You do a terrific job on the Soldier's... Was it Soldier's Joy?
Soldier's Joy and
yeah.
Grego, the two things on the screen. Still
I really enjoyed that. Are you using the bow style of fiddlers like John Eck Robertson, the long bow stuff? And what is...
My favorite fiddlers are Eck Robertson, who happens to be the first fiddler ever recorded.
Yes, 1922, Arkansas Traveler and Sally Gooden.
Sally Gooden, and that Sally Gooden is still the best Sally Gooden ever recorded.
Really?
And it's a solo fiddle. There's no other instruments on it. On that recording. Song, you know? Absolute best version of Sally Gooden. No, but nothing even... Eck was a great, great force fiddler. Chubby Wise, Scott Stoneman.
Oh, yeah, Scotty. Yeah.
And are my main... inspirations, you know, early on. And then all the others, Monroe fiddlers, Bobby Hicks, Baxter Clemons, Kenny Baker, maybe not in that order of preference, mm-hmm. but they all have had a great effect on me. Fiddler. I'll leave it to them. I shouldn't come.
Yeah, that's okay. When were you born and where, please, real quickly?
Oh, L.A. in 1942.
Okay. I'm just a couple years older than you are.
Oh, yeah. You look it. Dale Potter, another great
fiddler. Oh, yeah. 1981, I believe, wasn't it?
81? For what?
Wouldn't he play with Monroe in 81?
Dale Potter? Oh, I don't know when he played. No, he played with Monroe in the 50s. And very sketchy.
Oh, okay.
But just because what he did for the fiddle. I was just thinking of the great fiddle.
Oh, okay.
Influences on me.
Okay.
Scott Stoneman was the main one.
He liked the way you held your bow hand, you know, I guess in a classical style. You've mentioned that in your write-ups.
Yeah. He was impressed with the strong appearing technique.
Does he know what you're capable of doing before he hires you, or you just say, oh yeah, you do fine on those songs, and they'll give you a try?
I seem to recall you would get hired by trial. You'd do some gigs, and then you wouldn't do any more gigs, kind of. Someone else would be doing the gigs.
Okay.
It's a very kind of loosely thing. With me, I had to give notice. I mean, there was actually kind of an uncomfortable moment there. I didn't just walk in and walk out. There was an audition and some careful consideration, and then he restricted my playing to be only certain things in the beginning. There was a lot of leadership. I think in times earlier and in later, things got fairly lax. People would come in and out of the bands willy-nilly. Especially before I came in, I heard about that happening a lot.
Hmm.
very loosely knit. Lately, the last many years, you've had the same bands.
Uh-huh. When you're creating something like Blue Rondo or the other things that were on that green